Good morning and welcome to New Life Church. Please stand as we worship this morning.
Never lost a battle. And I know, I know. morning, church. Welcome to New Life. And just take a moment and greet the person beside you if you want to do that with like a little fist bump or you want to do that some way. But just welcome people to church this morning and say, hey, I'm so glad you're here. Just take a moment to do that. All right. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Pastor Bruce. All right, settle down. And this is going to be a very, very special service. It's going to be a service of worship. And it's not going to be like the services that maybe you're used to coming to here at New Life. And we're also, we have these stations here this morning, and we're hoping that God is going to meet us in a powerful way this morning. But the first thing I want to say is if you think that we're at the end of the worship set, we're probably only halfway, okay? So I want to release you to worship today. And one of the most important things about that is just not worrying about what the person beside you is thinking, all right? And really focusing on what God wants to do in your heart this morning. Some of you are wondering, actually have a seat for just a minute, okay? Because I got to talk for a little bit and you can, well, you don't have to stand up the whole time. Some of you are wondering, what's this? Are we going to have a campfire after church? Actually, no, you know what this is? It's an altar. It's an altar. We built it this week. And I want to share a Hebrew word with you this morning that I'm hoping will become powerful to you. And it's the word hayah. Hayah. All right? It appears in Exodus chapter 24, Moses is going up the mountain and God says to him, hayah, hayah. And it literally means, the word in Hebrew means, stay with me here while you're here. All right? In other words, God is saying to Moses, Moses, I want you to pay attention. I want you to actually be here with me in this moment. All right? Because you see, God knows something about us as human beings. He knows that once we reach the top of the mountain, the very next thing that we're thinking about is how to get down. All right? You came here this morning. You got dressed up. You took a shower. We all hope you took a shower. You got the kids ready. Maybe it was a bit of a ruckus. And you got here. But here's the temptation that you have when you get to a place like this. You're thinking to yourself, what's for lunch? Right? What's my mother-in-law going to be cooking, right, when we get there? What time are those NFL games on this afternoon, right? That's kind of how we work, but God wants to say to us, hayah, hayah, can you be here with me here, right? A little later on in the service, we're going to invite you to come up, and there's a bunch of stones in this altar. And for those of you who know yourself and you know that you're tempted to run and run and run and you have a hard time hayahing with God, we're going to invite you to come up here and to take a stone. And Nathan's going to be here to pray with you as a way of just saying, shh, hayah with me. All right? In this service, my prayer is that God would meet you in a powerful way. All right? Let's pray. Father, we're all here this morning, and we ask that you would speak to us, that you would be present here in this moment, that you would help us hayah with you, because we know that we all need that. Help us to be present at the top of the mountain with you and do a work in us through worship, through music, through word, through the touch of one of the leaders in this place. When we kneel, we lift our hands, Lord, meet us, speak to our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you stand? Let's worship.
We're going to sing the song. It's a kind of dancey song. You may not know the lyrics, but hopefully you guys can move.
I'm doing it. into the night, wanting a place to hide this weird song. This bag of bones I try with all my might, but I'll just get with the fire. I'm slowly drifting, a bag of bones. Let's sing that again. Wandering to the night, place to hide this fear.
this time, we're going to take our morning offering. We count it a privilege to worship with our voices as well as with our tithes and offering. This Sunday is, we're going to take an offering for our New Life missionaries. And at the same time, the kids can go out those doors and up to children's ministry. And as we do, we're going to sing this song called Rise Up, which is a song we wrote for a conference that we were going to have in November, which ended up being canceled. And we wanted to present it to you guys. So offering children's ministry song.
Been a steep climb, it's been a winding turn. So much we left behind, so many empty chairs, void of vacant stare. The city on the hill, gripped by doubt and fear. But the church should want a foundation. Jesus Christ our Lord, marching out to victory. Every battle he has won. Sing, rise up, bending knees. Rise up, liberty. Rise up, shake yourself free. Rise up again. Rise up, chain break free. Rise up, the demons flee. Rise up, in victory we sing. Rise again. It's been a long road. It's been a steep climb. Been a winding turn, so much we left behind, so many empty chairs, a void vacant stare, a city on a hill, be gripped by doubt and fear. But the church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ our Lord. The church is Christ our Lord. And we're marching on to victory. Heavy battle.
I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the band, because this was the world premiere of this song. I'm serious. Like, you've never heard this song before. It's not recorded from another artist or anything like that. So these guys put a lot of work into that. I just wanted to acknowledge that this morning. All right. While you're seated, I just want you to close your eyes. All right? And I want to take you in to the throne room of God, okay? Listen to these words from Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzzah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated on his throne. The train of his robe filled the temple. And there were seraphs there, each with six wings. With two, they covered their eyes. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they were flying. And they never, never stopped singing this song. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Now, let's sing that song. Band, help me out this morning. All right, we're going to sing that song that you're so familiar with. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Let's sing it together. Here we go.
Holy, 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 Lord.
One more time, and I want you to find a posture this morning, something maybe that you haven't done before. Maybe it's raise your hands. Maybe it's just wanting to receive from the Lord this morning by extending your hands in front of you. But let's sing through that song one more time, the same way. And there's this posture of being in the presence of a holy God. The seraphs won't stop singing. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Here we go.
Thank you.
keep your eyes closed. Stay in that place. Because that's not how Isaiah 6 ends. See, what happens next is Isaiah says to himself, "Woe is me, because I am a person of unclean lips, and I live amongst a people of unclean lips. And I have seen the face of the Lord." In that culture, to see the face of the Lord was death because of the holiness of God. But then a seraph came over and took a coal from the altar, and he touched Isaiah's mouth, and he said, "Your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven. Your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven." And then the voice of the Lord said, "Who will go for us? Who will go for us? Whom shall we send?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I, Lord. Send me." A little later on in the service, Justin is going to lead this station. And I want you to imagine that these candles, which will light, are coals from the altar of the Lord. We wanted to use real coals, but we don't have enough insurance. Now, we're going to invite you to come up here. And if you're saying to yourself this morning, "You know what? I need forgiveness. I need my guilt to be removed. I need my sins forgiven. I'm a person of unclean lips." If that's you, I want you to come and receive the forgiveness of the Lord and hear those words spoken over you. Your guilt is removed. Your sins are forgiven. But I also want you to come here if you're someone this morning that says, "I need to be commissioned, I need to be recommissioned to share the good news of love and mercy and grace, that guilt-removing God that we serve. I need to be sent again in His name into my neighborhood, into my place of work, in order to share with my lips and not just maybe my actions. With my lips, I need to share the good news of the Lord." If that's you, I also want you to come to this station this morning. This is the Hayah station, right? I need to slow down. I need to experience the presence of the Lord. This is the guilt-removing station. And this is the station where you get recommissioned. So when we get to that part of the service, I'm going to invite you to come up and to be in the presence of the Lord right here, right by the altar. But here's the other thing you got to understand this morning. And I want you to stand now, okay, because this is an important part of the service. Everyone, if you'd please rise. When your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven, guess what? You're no longer slaves. Now, this next song that we're going to sing, I know you all know it, all right? Let's sing it this morning like we mean it. That we're going to live in the freedom of the Lord. No longer slaves. Let's sing it now.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. from my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. And I've been born again to your family.
Miracle work, promise keep, light in the Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness.
Seat for a moment.
Never failed me yet.
This is olive oil. And you may not know this, but this was a very expensive commodity in the ancient world because it took a lot to grow olives and then to press them. In fact, when Jesus goes on the night before he is crucified, he goes to a place called Gethsemane. You may know it as Gethsemane. But what that means in the original language is the place of pressing. Because it's really, if you go there even now, it's an olive orchard. All right. So if you ever wonder what the, you know, Gethsemane looks like when you're trying to picture that in your mind, in Easter, it's an olive garden. Now, oil was often used on an altar like this. It would be poured out. Now, I'm not going to pour it out because it's going to make a big mess. But they would pour it out, and this was a way of sort of sacrificing to the Lord. Of course, if you read the Bible for a little while, you probably know that other things could be sacrificed. There was grain sacrifices that could be given, animals that could be sacrificed on altars, right? But olive oil was one of the things that you could sacrifice on the altar as a way of saying, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Now, the cool thing about oil as well is that it was used in a lot of different ways in the ancient world. And one of the ways in which it was used in bringing healing to people, all right? Often it was used as a balm, right? Because oil is soothing in many ways. And in James 5, if we can put that up on the screen, listen to these words. Is anyone among you in trouble? Oh, this is James speaking now, right, to the church. Then that person should pray. Is anyone among you happy? Then that person should sing songs of praise. I hope some of you were happy here this morning and singing, right? But then he says this, is anyone among you sick? Then that person should send for the elders of the church to pray over them. They should ask the elders to anoint them with what? With olive oil, right? In the name of the Lord. So this morning, some of you here this morning, you're here because you need to haya with the Lord. You need to meet God in a fresh way. You need to say, I'm going to make time for the Lord in my life, in my devotional life. I need to haya. And you're going to pray with Nathan this morning, and he's going to pray over you. Some of you, you need your sins forgiven. You need to be recommissioned, as I talked about. So you need to touch from the altar. But some of you here this morning, you need some healing in your life, right? You need to be anointed with oil. Now, maybe you've never had anyone do that in your life, but don't be afraid, okay? Essentially, all we'll do is we'll take a little bit of oil and we'll make a cross on your forehead. And it's just a way of asking God, inviting God to do a healing work in your life. Over the last several years, when we had really sick people at the river, and I mean, people at the river got sick as well, we would have something after the service where we'd invite the whole congregation to come up to surround this person, and we'd anoint them with oil and we'd pray for healing. And we saw a couple miraculous things take place. People who were stage 4 cancer, and they were healed. Now, listen, this isn't magic, okay? We always pray for the healing of the Lord, but then we trust the Lord with the outcome, all right? Because we're not the Lord, okay? But our job, like James 5 says, is to come and pray and to be anointed. If there's somebody that you want to have anointed with oil this morning, then you come with them to this station and you join us, and I'll be here this morning, and you join us in praying over that person, all right? So if you know what that is. So now I'm just going to pray that the Lord would release you from your fear this morning, because some of you are thinking to yourself, you know, I really want to come up this morning, but I also really don't want to come up this morning because I'm afraid. In fact, there's all kinds of spiritual battles going on right now in your heart, in this room. But I want to declare freedom in this place, okay? Freedom in this place. We're free to be a congregation. We're free to be with each other. We're free to speak healing into each other's lives. All right, so I'm going to pray, and then the band is going to play some very familiar songs to you. We've chosen this set very carefully. It's a bunch of old hymns, because old hymns have a way of really reaching us in kind of a unique way. And as those hymns are prayed, or sang, we are going to be here at the stations. Again, I'll be here. Nathan will be in the middle. Justin will be over there. We have a few other elders. Elders, if you see that a station needs some extra help, then please come up and help us as an elder in the church, as James 5 says. Okay? So let's pray. And let's let the Spirit reign in this place. Father, we come to you now. And we want to ask just for a release in this place, Lord, that we would feel free to minister to each other, that we would feel free to bless each other, to pray over each other, to encourage each other, to help each other, because that's what we're meant to do in the church. So give us what we stand in need of, Lord, this morning. Release us. May there be freedom in this place. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I declare it. We bless you. So let's stay in this kind of attitude of prayer right now. So you don't have to come. We don't have to rush the stage. We have a little bit of time here. And the band will, they'll keep playing as long as we need that, all right? But when you feel ready, come, 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 come.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace, in the light of his glory and grace.
Friend we have in Jesus, all our sins. often forfeit. Oh, a needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not care. Everything to everything.
We're going to keep the stations open for a while, just in case you still want to come. And we'll keep ministering here as long as people come. Like, we'll be here till Tuesday if we need to be. But I want to invite you now, if you're saying, you know what, I've received something good this morning, I want to encourage you now to say it's okay to leave. It's okay to go out. I would just ask that you go out a little bit more quietly than you maybe normally do. I'm not asking you that you have to leave the building, but stay a little bit in the foyer so that if there's some people here that want to be ministered to still, they'll have that opportunity, okay? But would you stand with me for just a minute? Stand with me. Extend your hands this way to receive the blessing of the Lord, because the Lord wants you to leave here with a blessing this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine on you. May he turn his face towards you and give you his everlasting peace. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Okay. The band will keep playing. Again, just leave a little quieter than you usually do.
Darkness seems
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior love. Through the storm, He alone,
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
My heart will sing your praise, love.